So you could have let it ride with Akron all season long, you know, against the spread, and you would have been very, very, very satisfied.
Joined now by MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill. Hey, good morning, Rick.
Hey, Coach.
Morning, Greg. Sorry about that, guys.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah,
Coach.
You got it. What? You got a game to prepare for? Or what?
Yeah, it's not like you don't have anything to do, you know. Hang out and talk with us two jabronis on the radio. Good to hear from you, Coach. Tough one at UTSA last week. How do you sum up what happened?
We got beat up pretty good physically up front. Offensively, we played good enough defensively to win the game. You know, we held them to 20 points defensively, and you do that in this time, day and time, you know, you got a chance to win. But we just didn't play very good offensively, and we physically got, you know, whooped up front. You know, we couldn't protect, we couldn't establish any kind of running game. We didn't make, you know, enough plays to win the game, you know, and just offensively, we didn't play very good at all. And, you know, we scored some there at the end of the game, but it was, you know, too late. And, I was proud of our defense. I thought our defense played really good, played hard, physical, played with a lot of energy. We were solid in the kicking game, but offensively, receivers made some plays, made some really nice catches, made plays, but we just weren't consistent, you know, enough to win the game.
Rick, I saw Sunday morning where Bailey Hockman came in, and I read the story. I read your quotes. The young man transferred over from NC State. He's married. He's now going to be a father. And sometimes it's just it's time to move on, and that's what I read from that.
Yeah, well, he's not married yet.
Okay.
He's got a girlfriend. He's going to marry
her. Okay,
I'm
sorry.
No, you're fine. And he just made a decision, and he's going to take care of his, you know, upcoming family. And but I got a ton of confidence in Chase. Chase will do a great job. I'm excited about him. The team likes him. The team respects him. I expect us to play really good Friday night.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, now, is this basically Chase Cunningham's show going forward? Would you still like to rotate quarterbacks? How do you see it going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's still a place, for Mike. And, again, you know, like I said earlier in the year, I mean, all three of those guys have played because you never know what's going to happen, especially with COVID. And, Mike will get a lot more reps now, obviously, because he's number two. I think there's still a place for those guys, for both of them. They'll both play. There's a little bit more similarities between Mike and Chase than there were Chase and Bailey. You know, so, they'll both play, to answer your question, John. Yes, sir.
Rick, how does things change? Friday night, 5:30 Central start, 6:30 at Charlotte. It's on CBS Sports Network, national television, by the way. But how does that affect from the travel day Saturday, getting back, and what you have to do this week, leave, I'm assuming, tomorrow and play Friday, early Friday night?
Yeah, you know, the big thing, like we talked about last week, Greg, is just you got to take it, you know, prepare for it a couple weeks in advance and understand, you know, what we are, or, you know, how our bodies, you're coming off a very physical, hard-fought Virginia Tech game, you know, coupled with a 16-hour bus trip, you know. So then you go, and now you fly to, you know, San Antonio, and you play a game where you got seven players that played over 100 plays in the game, and now you're coming into a short week. So you've got to take into consideration all those things and how you practice and what you do this week. You still, you know, you want to make sure you're prepared, but, you know, you've got to have a plan for that and for what they've been through these last 2 weeks. And, so that when we do tee it off Friday night, that they are, you know, as fresh and healthy as they can be. So I think we've done a nice job so far this week. And you're right, we'll leave tomorrow. I moved the flight back. Normally we leave, about, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. I moved it back to 3 o'clock just so, we don't have to practice so early Friday, Thursday morning that we can, they can still go to class, at least one class, and then sleep in a little bit if they don't have a class, so we don't have to get them up too early. So all those things you take into consideration, but we'll be ready to roll.
Always a tough game when you go to Charlotte, Coach. What about the 49ers this year? What problems do they present?
They're a good football team. They got us there 2 years ago in 19. They got a good football team. They've changed. They've got, 14 transfers on defense. They got, 7 or 8 on offense. So their team has changed, a little bit. We didn't play them last year. So you're looking at, I think they're a different team, obviously, than they were last year, but a lot different from the last time we played them. But they got a quarterback that's a good player. He's athletic. He can, get outside and extend plays. He can, beat you with his feet. He had some really good runs on third down in 2019 when we played him. So we've got to be cognizant of that and be aware of that. Got a couple of transfer receivers that are good. Same in the backfield. So they're a good football team. They beat Duke the first game, beat Gardner-Webb, and then lost last week down at Georgia State. So, they've got a good team, and they got a good kicking game. So what problems do they present? To me, it's probably more so about us than what problems they present. If we'll play better than what we did last week, especially offensively, I like our chances.
Pretty neat. And Reed Blankenship's like an eighth-year senior. just needs 10 tackles to become the school's all-time tackles leader. Roosevelt Culver back in the mid-80s had 344, and he's 10 shy of breaking that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is, Reed's played a lot. He played, started the second game of his freshman year there up at Syracuse when we beat them, and he had 19, that year was cut short because of his injury, then 20 was cut short because of everything, so he's had a really good career. I'm really happy for him, proud for him, because he does everything right, both on and off the field, and like I've always said, you like to see success and good things happen to good people, and he's definitely good people. And so hopefully that he can get it this weekend or the Friday night. So it'd be pretty cool to see it happen this week.
No, you don't have anything to do with it. TV determines it. Obviously, it's a national TV game Friday night on the CBS Sports Network. In general, though, Rick, you like playing Friday nights?
No, I don't, to be honest with you, because not because it's a short week for us, but I mean I'm old school. That, man, Friday nights are for the high schools, and both our Friday night games this year are away, so if that doesn't impact the kids and schools here in Rutherford County and this area. But it does in the Charlotte area. It does up in, the UConn, So I understand it. I understand TV, and I understand all that stuff. But I'm more a traditionalist that, you play on, Thursday and Saturday.
Rick, well, good luck Friday night. We'll be watching. That's one good thing about it. We got it.
That's right.
CBS Sports Network. We can catch
it. It's a happy hour game, I was saying earlier, Coach. Get out of work and, pop open a cold one and watch the Blue Raiders.
Let's go, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it.
All of our visitors from MTSU brought to you by Bud and Morris State Farm Insurance for many, many years, as a matter of fact. 3245 Franklin Road there in the heart of West Murfreesboro on Highway 96. It's Old Ford Parkway. Office hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Bud and Morris State Farm Insurance. Auto, home, property, life, health, rental. You can bundle any or all of the above. Banking products, annuities. State Farm experience since 1972 for this Murfreesboro native, the past president of the Blue Raider Athletic Association and National Alumni Association board member and U.S. Army decorated Vietnam veteran. He was an airborne ranger, just a fine man. He has had, I've had two homes in about 30 years in Rutherford County, and both of them, even to this day, Bud Moore State Farm Insurance. Wouldn't have it any other way. So much confidence there. That staff with more than 100 years combined experience. Call Bud and that staff at 615-893-1417. 615-893-1417. Or visit online at budmorris.biz. That's budmorris.biz. And I know Patton's over there going, hell, he's had homes in Rutherford County longer than I've been alive.
Oh, well.